is a fairly new organization. We started it, Ramsey Adams and I started it working on it about 5 years ago. It's been in existence now for 3.5 years in the public, and about a year into our operations, Pat Carullo from Damascus Systems and a couple other people came to our office to talk about Gastrolate. And the last 2.5 years has been a heck of a ride. Catskill Mound Keeper is an advocacy organization for the Catskills, the six counties, all 6,000 square miles of the Catskills. We have an office in Sullivan County in Youngsville, although we've just opened another office and hired a person to be the regional director in Woodstock.
Yeah. Here, here. Wonderful. Yeah.
So the gas drilling issue, you know, from our perspective, when we started, I felt a lot like Chicken Little 2.5 years ago, running around telling everybody how this horrible thing was coming, and I got a lot of no response. but that's really changed, obviously. And it's really good to see how big the movement has gotten and how many I work on a regular basis with like 40 to 45 grassroots organizations from Elmira and Buffalo to Columbia County, groups from all over the state. So that is really encouraging and keeps me going. And I'm really excited that, you know, this thing was Snowflow, about gas drilling, you know, the gas drilling issue got people here, but it went back to basics and, you know, all the doing the getting food from Neil and local farms. That's a really passionate issue for me. I ran 150 member CSA for 10 years. Local food is a big part of the answer for the future in the whole. And we're launching a project. There's actually a Columbia study similar to the Hancock, if you haven't seen the Hancock Marcellus document, on the Catskills as a food chef for New York City.
Really?
Yeah. Some people here come and go from that place. That's something we're working on as well. I'm not sure, you know, in terms of the overall, I feel like most of the people in this room are pretty up to speed with, you know, what's happening. We've had the Buffalo ban. There's the DRBC hearings coming up. There's the SGIS hanging over our head that there's a date on paper right now that's supposed to come out in June, but we're going to change that. And I'll make an announcement now to people here, but just wait a little bit until all the permits are out there. But April 11th, there will be a rally in Albany. We're sort of working on what the call, but it's basically to show Cuomo what cumulative impact is all about. And we need to get to Albany and have a cumulative impact on Albany. So that's going to be the push for April 11th. The announcements for that hasn't gone out, but I figured you all should know about that.